And welcome back to Small Town with Matt Gaff. I'm your host, Matt Gaff, and today we are going to wrap up 2021. This is the last episode of this season. Basically, my seasons are going to be year to year. So season one, since we started in July, we only had, this is episode 23. So season one's only going to have 23. Season two, hopefully, unless some things change and stuff like that, we'll have 52 episodes in a season. So that's the game plan. But today we're going to talk about a new year, a new start, and what that can kind of look like in a small town, and what you can do in a bigger town to kind of also do that as well. Once again, I want to shout out to everyone who's listening, who's maybe passed it along and said, hey, there's a great podcast, why don't you give it a listen. I really do appreciate all of those downloads and likes and subscribes and everything like that. It really does help. Basically, any of the money that comes in is either going to be used for like new equipment, like cameras or something like that. Or if I'm set, then it's going to go to some sort of charity, whether it be a church or to food bank or something like that. I'm not keeping the money. I'm just basically going to put it right back into the ministry. So let's dive in a little bit now into 2021 and 2020. So 2020 is ending. Thank goodness, right? That's what everybody's saying. And for a good reason. There was a lot of things that went, a lot of people's faith was being tested through work, through hardship, through struggle. And so a lot of people are just, you know, wiping their brow, going, let's get to 2021. It's going to look good. It's going to look bright. Everything is hunky-dory. And for the most part, I agree. But there's some things that we still need to do. You know, Christ talks in Matthew 7, 15 through 23, which is the scripture for this particular podcast, talking about fruit and bearing fruit and what we need to do and look for when we listen or when we subscribe to things. So we want to look and see what is being produced and everything like that. I do that because a lot of churches went to online. Some churches stayed open. Some did a mixture. So there's a lot of people that are staying home and looking on YouTube, listening to podcasts, listening to church services. I want to make sure you know to look for the right fruit. And I'm pretty sure that everybody does now. We did all of those episodes on what the gospel means. What the Bible means, what we should be looking for in a church and everything like that. So we're not going to really go into that, but what we are going to talk about is how you can be prepared for 2021 by setting off and planting seeds of good fruit right off the bat. And what I mean by that is, you know, you reap what you sow, you know, type of mentality. Well, when you help out with food banks, when you help out with homeless shelters, when you help out with veterans programs, when you help out with teaching kids, doing stuff like that, that is reaping a good harvest. That's what Christ is talking about. When you reap, when you plant seeds and you bear good fruit, that's something that we need to look for and focus on. So, you know, as an example, what would be a better way of laying, planting a good seed or a good fruit seed or anything like that? Well, definitely going to like a food bank or something like that, you know, helping somebody like that. What's a bad example? Well, going to rock concerts just to go to a rock concert. Going to a bar just to be with people and not really have a reason to be there. I mean, it's, you know, there's some people that minister like that. They'll go to a bar, sit down and try to do that. I find that that's a little hard to do, mainly because the people there have a reason why they're there. Ministering to somebody when they're inebriated doesn't help. For the most part, you're just going to be wasting time. They're not maybe going to remember. There's a lot of things. So the fruit from that type of ministry is not going to be as fruitful as ones that help kids, you know, like teach soccer, but in the middle of it we go over Bible lessons, or you volunteer with a veterans thing and you get a chance to pray with someone, help them, you know, build themselves up. That bears good fruit. And so that's what we're going to kind of, that's what Christ is talking about here in Matthew 7, 15 to 23. Now, they also talk about, you know, wolves in sheep clothing. Once again, that's that prosperity. That's that they're going to sound like what it should sound like. They're going to say some of the things that need to be said. But what they're going to do is misplace a few words. They're going to take some key scripture and they're going to misrepresent it. They're going to take what we call cherry picking and take one part of a scripture and then say, well, see, right there it clearly states this. And it's like, but what did it say before? What did it say after? You know, a good example of this would be, I like ketchup, I hate tomatoes, I like chili. Someone could just say, well, he doesn't like tomatoes, and that's it. He doesn't like chili, he doesn't like anything else, because that's all he says. He doesn't like tomatoes. Well, that's not what was said. And you have to look at before, and you have to look at after. And that's the same thing with the Bible. You can't just take one verse, one small snippet, and try to say, well, right there it says it proves it. Or, well, at the time, that was acceptable. So now it's not acceptable. Well, what makes it not acceptable now? Is it because in the Bible we found interpretations? Or is it because man has put something there, either some sort of feeling of angst or something like that, and saying that's not right? So you have to really look at what the world is saying and what the Bible says. The Bible has not changed. Now, there has been, more in-depth study into the languages used, and so we can get a little bit better clarification, but it's still interpretation on someone's part, and that's where you need to read the Bible. Like the lead singer of Skillet has been saying all along, don't listen to just your preacher and that's it. You need to do your own Bible studies. You need to sit down with the Bible with yourself and read it. Look at and just study it yourself. You know, it's fine to have people tell you what to, you know, what the Bible says, but you still need to be able to read it. And so I think that's where we really need to get into it. And that's where I think 2021 is a perfect time. You can do Bible studies yourselves. You could do that. You can help with your community. In a small town, they always need help with like food banks, with even helping set up for carnivals and stuff. You would be, there's a lot of people that spend a lot of time trying to set these things up, and they could use the help. Now, while you're setting up, is it unfair to say, you know, hey, where do you go to church at? It's small talk anyway, you know? In the bigger cities, it's the same thing. They always need help, whether at food banks, whether at helping kids, mentorship, VA stuff. I mean, there's tons of stuff you can do to get on the right foot in 2021. And that's what I think we need to kind of focus. So as the last episode of 2020, we're talking about next year, because we always want to be focused on ahead. We can look at our past, because that helps us see what could be coming down, because the past does tend to repeat itself, and we are clearly seeing some of that. Well, you know, you need to look at the past, but you still need to look at the future. You need to be looking at how to grow yourself, how to grow your town, and how to grow your family. And so hopefully that's what this podcast will do next season. Like I said, we're going to be hitting it deep again. We're going to be diving into many different aspects of small town. So what we're going to do is we're going to take a short commercial break like we normally do. And then when we come back, we're going to talk about Matthew 7, 15 through 23. So I'll be right back. And we are back with Small Town with Matt Gaff. Thanks for hanging in for that one commercial break that we have. Kind of helps keep funding the podcast. So today we're talking about 2020, wrapping it up, looking forward to 2021 like everybody else. But what we're talking about too is fruit, bearing good fruit. And so what we're talking about is Matthew 7, 15 through 23. And this is what Christ has for us for the next year, the year after. This is what we need to look, this is what we need to judge also, any type of ministries or churches or anything like that. We need to look at their fruit and make sure that it's not a sheep in wolf's clothing, that they're bearing good fruit and they're not going to get tossed into the fire. So I think what we're going to do is read right here, 7. So once again, Matthew 7, 15 through 23. It says, "Beware of the false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly are ravenous wolves. You will know them by their fruits. Grapes are not gathered from thorn bushes, nor figs from thistles, are they? So every good tree bears good fruit, but the bad tree bears bad fruit. A good tree cannot produce bad fruit, nor can a bad tree produce good fruit. Every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. So then you will know them by their fruits. Not everyone who says to me, 'Lord, Lord,' will enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father who is in heaven will enter. Many will say to me on that day, 'Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name, and in your name cast out demons, and in your name perform many miracles?' And then I will declare to them, 'I never knew you. Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness.'" Now, the reason I wanted to really, especially 21 through 23, you have people out there that are casting out demons. They're casting these things out. They are prophesizing and they are performing, and I put in air quotation, miracles. Okay? Christ right here says that you will know them by their fruit. Okay? So when you see this extended leg thing going on, or all of a sudden people are casting out demons, which I'm not saying that that can't happen, but let me tell you that in order for that to happen, and some of the ways, there are people on the internet that are casting out demons while they're being baptized. A, that is not fundamentally in the Bible. You cannot be casting out demons and be born again at the same time. Okay? Not possible. Not also, is it possible that you've been baptized and then taken over by demons and had to have cast out? Because demons cannot be in your heart if Christ is in your heart. If the Holy Spirit is in you, demons cannot dwell there. So once again, they need to read their Bibles, and you need to be careful of the fruit that they've shown. So when all of these people start doing these hocus pocus things and magic and miracles of turning wine into water, you really need to look at the fruit. Because most of the time what's going to happen is they're going to extend someone's leg and then magically be like, "And you too, for just $40 through a seed can be saved." That's not how it works. So I want to make sure that we get off on the right foot on 2021, knowing that, A, I'm not going to be casting out demons. I will not prophesy, and I will not perform miracles unless for some reason the Cubs can win a World Series. I'm hoping, but that would be a miracle again. But anyway, so what I'm saying is just listen to the word. And that is what, you know, that's the other thing too, is you need to do your own Bible study. Look and dive into this. That's some of the fun part of it is, you know, someone tells you a scripture and then look it up. Look for yourself and see what it is. Do a Bible study into it. Look at the chapters. I mean, there is study guides out there for each chapter of the Bible. I mean, it doesn't have to be from anyone famous, or you could just read it yourself. It's a great read, especially if you take the time to really dive into what's going on. But once again, you know, you can go into you can cherry pick things all you want, but you need to actually have a good basis. You know, I'm not saying you need to read the full Bible. It would be nice, and there are stuff out there, so you could read the Bible, you know, cover to cover. Done it. It's a good read. But I think what is a better read a lot of times, and you get more from it, is when you do study guides or when you do devotionals, and you get to choose and look at certain aspects of the Bible. You get a lot more understanding of how it was written, how it flows, and where things are in the Bible and everything like that. And that's what I would encourage you to do, is to do a daily devotional, to do a daily Bible study on your own, and just expand that way. You know, I did one on how is a good biblical prayer supposed to sound like. And the acronym PRAY came from a devotional that I had done. You know, I always had trouble trying to remember all the steps. Not that a prayer is a prayer. As long as you get what's on your heart to God, it's fine. But there is a big biblical way of praying. And so that was really helpful for me, because then it made it so that I was very focused on my prayer, and not rambling on sometimes, as I sometimes do ask my family. So, but that's probably why I created the podcast, so I can just continue to ramble. I don't know. It's just a joke. But anyway, but that's what we need to look forward to in 2021. Let's look forward to what we can do. Let's look for what we can do in our communities. You know, I pray that we're going to be opening up soon. I pray that we can gather in larger crowds. I pray all this. But I think what it is I think we just need to be open to going out and helping and serving others. Let's let, you know, God's fruit bear good fruit by going out there. So I think that's what we're going to do. And that sounds like a good plan. And we're going to end up doing some podcast. You know, every episode is going to be on Monday, not changing that. It's going to be weekly. So season two, it's going to start. It's going to be starting January 4th. That's when the season two drops. And then season three will be the next year. So every year is a season. So it should be awesome. I had fun doing this for the first season, you know, 23 episodes. I've been doing this, and it's seems like I just started. It's been really great. A lot of people, you know, have contacted me and everything like that, so I really appreciate that. It's here to stay. But like I said, it's something that I enjoy doing. I hopefully you can, you know, pass that along to other people. But if you have any questions, once again, you can email me at smalltownwithmattgaff@gmail.com. I'm on Facebook. I'm on Instagram. If you have troubles listening to me, I am in almost every type of podcasting platform. Pandora. We're in Pandora. That's awesome. iHeartRadio. Also on Anchor. I'm on YouTube as well. So what I do is I just record once. I put I do it on video. I put it on YouTube. So if it's hard for people with hard of hearing, they can read the subtitles. So it's awesome. So that's also there. But like I said, this is just a good wrap up for 2020. A strange year, but an awesome year. We'll definitely remember it. And I look forward to 2021, where we can sit down, we can have some devotional stuff, we can do some awesome stuff, and we'll just see what happens. So until then, once again, I'm Matt Gaff. This is Small Town with Matt Gaff. And if you don't have a hometown, your hometown is right here with us. So I'll see you next week.